Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, we're back together again. Just the way it should be. We're back together again. Reunited, you and me. Well, it seemed so long that we were apart. Now we're back together, just like in the start. Now we're back together, back together, back together again.
Yeah, here we are, back at it. Jeremy, Katie, Josh. It is Mix 100. We are live and local at Lone Tree, Colorado. If you want to see what's going on in the studios, our good friends and good partners at Safeway sponsored the live feed. All morning long, all you have to do is go to YouTube, search Mix 100 Denver, and you can be right in the studios with us. Don't forget to set those reminders on your phone for 7:30 today to call in and play Fast Five. Got some sold-out Noah Kahan concert tickets for you. He's coming to town at Coors Field. We're excited to meet you and excited to have you play today at 7:30. I was just watching the news a little bit ago, and they said we actually dipped down briefly into the 40s this morning, which felt really, really good.
Yeah.
I had my windows down a little bit on the highway zipping in, and I was like, ooh, it kind of feels like fall.
I know. Like, I walked out of my house this morning, and I was like, is this chilly? I forgot what this feels like.
Yeah, it caught
me off guard.
I thought about hoodies a little bit yesterday. Uh-huh. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I opened the closet where they're at, and I peeked in, and I said, soon.
Yeah,
it's coming. Soon, my friends. We will be together again. But yeah, it's pretty wild. But, you know, don't get too excited because the rest of the week is seriously like in the hundos and like, upper 90s again.
So like it never happened.
And yesterday, God, I could... It sucks living here sometimes because of the traffic and high prices and the smoke. My God, I couldn't, you know, I zip along on 470 and usually you can see like down into Roxboro and you know, Chatfield and all that. And you couldn't see anything. It was so damn smoky.
I know. And not only like I usually go for a run when the clouds come through, so it blocks the sun a little bit. And I was like, oh, yay, that's, you know, cloudy out and it's perfect. And I'm like, oh, no, that's smoke blocking the sun.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Clouds, so you feel it.
The National Weather Service is saying the smoke is being carried into the state from Utah, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho.
Yeah.
Multiple Utah fires have surpassed 100,000 acres. So we're getting all that nasty smoke. Is all the ones in Grand Junction still going too?
There are still quite a few fires across Colorado, which is crazy that the smoke bothering us isn't even from our fires.
It's all from the
states that are surrounding us. But yeah, I think there are still like five or six active fires across Colorado in a lot better shape than what they were previously. But
everybody's talking like this, smoking 3 packs a day because of these fires.
Yeah, no, that's it. And it's kind of like that. Like, when they compare it to what, you know, you would see in a smoker, they're saying it's like 1 to 2 packs, like putting back 1 to 2 packs
a day. It's been great for my stress levels, though. I just go outside and I smoke the air, and I'm like, oh, everything's good. Everything's fine.
After a
long day at work.
Vernal equinox.
Vernal equinox.
No.
Listen, I had a rough day. No. I got to go outside and huff some of that delicious Colorado air.
Taco Bell is experimenting with a new dessert version of its popular crunch wrap. It's the creme brulee crunch wrap slider. I'm in. I like creme brulee, kinda.
It's like my favorite.
Kinda
I love
like it.
It.
Do you? I'm more of a tiramisu guy.
I love them both, actually.
I love them all.
Yeah.
Chips Ahoy has unveiled a new limited edition mystery cookie, inviting fans to discover its secret flavor. And they're offering a $25,000 prize for those who can correctly guess the flavor. I think that's the urinal mat.
I know. I don't like anything called a mystery cookie. So
yeah, there is that. You're like, burnt hair.
If we could have come up with a different name,
you're a little mystery cookie,
I know,
aren't you?
Right? Exactly.
I didn't even think about that.
I don't. Like
I immediately was
cookie.
Thinking of like random flavors, like this tastes like Vicks VapoRub. But mystery cookie is a funny saying.
Miss me with your mystery cookie.
All right, and then speaking of Fat America, this story is making the rounds this morning. There's a former Comcast retail employee that is suing the company after allegedly witnessing a humiliating workplace punishment ritual. This guy's name is David something or other. And he claims that managers at this Connecticut Xfinity store tied up low-performing employees to a chair and hit them in the face with cream pies while coworkers watched and cameras rolled.
Are they hiring?
I immediately thought of you. You're like, joke's on you. Nom, 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 nom. I ain't selling nothing all month long. Nom, nom,
nom, nom, nom, and then nom. They kept throwing pies at me. I don't know. They knew I was into it.
You just keep your mouth open the entire time.
Sounds like heaven.
But I guess there's like a back office whiteboard that allegedly tracks sales using emojis and marking underperformers with a pie-covered unhappy face. And this guy witnessed the hostile and violent work environment and went to the authorities.
Well, good for him, though.
Yeah, that's probably something you shouldn't be doing.
You know, I know those people who think that if they ride somebody's, you know, butt behind whatever, like if they're negative in influencing them as a boss, like that's going to get them to perform better. I am not that person. If someone's negative towards me, I shut down, right?
Yeah.
So I get that. If you're not feeling it, you got to say something.
Yeah, but really, joke's on them, though, if you do love the cream pie to the face.
You're not doing it right.
Sports! Sports! Time for a Mitch 100 Sports Report. By far, my most favorite story of the day. There is an all-female race going on right now called the Tour de France Femmes. And it is being rocked by a performance-enhancing controversy right now.
Are they juicing? Mm-hmm.
Well, the women aren't accused of juicing. Instead, they're being accused of stuffing their bras. Supposedly, a larger bust can give a cyclist an aerodynamic advantage. And some rumors started circulating that some of them were utilizing a little extra padding for that purpose. Now, there's no rules against clothing modifications, but according to some reports, this is not being enforced and people are not happy about it. Now, yesterday, officials promised to do closer inspections to make sure that the ladies aren't misrepresenting their bosoms.
How do I sign up?
Hey-o!
Okay. That's funny.
Yeah, so anyway, I had no idea that, a larger breast, but if you think about it, I mean, it flows around you, right?
I mean, I want to stuff right now just to take a few laps around the station and see if it's
stuff
true
too.
Or not.
Pump them up, girl.
Why
Let's
not?
Do it. Let's
Why
stuff
not?
Your bra today and have you run down the hall. We'll
in
get
the,
a time.
Yeah, in the name
then,
of science.
And then we'll
of
unstuff
course.
It and have you run down the hall and get a time. And we'll see what happens.
I'm
okay?
all for this.
Okay. Everybody is.
Deal.
We'll post that video later today. In some shocking news, Carrie Underwood, who my wife affectionately calls whatever, will perform the show opener for Sunday Night Football for the 14th straight season. So
it's
good
been 14
for her.
Years already?
It's been 14 years?
Has it been 14
what?
Years?
That blows my mind.
It's Quadzilla over there.
So. I remember when she took it over. Yeah. It was such a big deal. And
wow. All right, one final story. It's a feel-good story. This one made me smile. A father and son in Texas turned a simple game of catch into a year-long tradition. This dude named Reed and his 10-year-old son, Colby, made it a goal to play catch every day for 365 straight days. Here's Reed talking about
we
it.
We actually made it to day 365. There is only one way to celebrate this day. Want to go play catch?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
We've been using the same baseball every single day for the entire year, so we'll probably retire this one. Life gets busy, schedules get crazy, but when we set aside those 5 to 10 to 15 minutes every single day to spend time with each other, it just gives us a chance to connect, and it gives me a chance to really build some memories with them.
Oh, not a dry eye in the house.
Adorable.
Not a dry eye in the house.
That's like my dream, man. That's like the only reason I'd want to have a son, is like just to be able to do... Oh.
Throw a ball
I'm
at
glad
him.
You clarified. I thought you were going to say play catch with a Ooh. Random 10-year-old
no.
for
no.
a year. That would be
no.
weird. Yeah. Well, you got to get married first, Josh.
I know.
All right. What other sports stuff?
I have some exciting news. The Broncos just announced that this fall they are adding PSLs to the lineup, Katie.
Like,
not the pumpkin spice lattes that
you got
thinking.
Me really excited, Josh.
I know,
so
I know.
I'm going
I'm
to
sorry.
Training camp. What?
Their PSL is a personal seat license, and a lot of teams In fact, the last 10 NFL teams that have created new stadiums have done this, and fans are not going to be happy about this one. They are adding personal seat licensing this season, which means that essentially they can add a bonus sale price to the seat. So just to be able to purchase seats, you have to have a one-time sale of anything from $2,500 to $50,000 per seat, depending on where the seat is, what you want. And this is for season tickets only, so don't worry. This isn't for fans that want a one-time seat. However, they're like, we want to make money. They know they're privately funding this new stadium, and they're doing so, but they also want to make some money off of this. So the Buffalo Bills just did this, and they raised $260 million extra dollars just for charging people the right to buy a seat. Does this not sound crazy to you?
I guess if they're charging people who can afford to buy the right to buy a seat.
$50,000 a seat.
But those people who want those seats, like if
they're
willing.
There's perks and stuff that go along with it,
yeah.
Too. So.
Yes, obviously. But this is just the right to buy the seats. You can pay this one-time price without even buying a seat.
Carrie Underwood actually comes and sings at your seat.
Okay, well that might be more than $50,000, actually.
I'm into it.
Can I have your attention, please?
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
All right, well, the biggest celebrity news of the day. I didn't even know this guy was still around. Is it Perez Hilton? Perez Hilton?
Oh, I don't know. Perez,
yeah. Is it Perez?
Perez Hilton.
He hasn't been in the news in years.
Yeah.
But that changed last night. He made a very bizarre and concerning appearance on his TikTok Live. He was supposedly naked, covered in blood, cutting himself with a knife in his home in Florida. Police were made aware of the situation. They spoke to some family members who were at the scene. And they said, yeah, Hilton was alone inside the house. He's been taken to the hospital and, you know, evaluation, medical attention, crisis team, the whole nine. He's got three young daughters, so this is not cool, man. Not cool. No word yet where they are. And, of course, all the videos removed off the live streams. But, you know, everything lives forever.
Yeah.
So you can find it if you want. But that's pretty disturbing and concerning. Man, What's that all about?
Yeah, I hope he's okay. I had no idea things were like that.
I know.
I
honestly had no idea he was.
Did you guys see the video?
Still, well, yeah. No. I'm not going to sit and watch some dude cutting himself naked.
It was horrific.
Why'd you watch that?
I didn't mean to. On X, you just stumble upon things, and I just scrolled, and it was. It looked like the Passion of the Christ blood scene. You know,
okay.
Like it was bad.
That's a lot.
It was bad.
That's too much.
It was
too heavy.
Yeah.
That's
a
lot.
Good.
I'm uncomfortable.
I hope he's okay.
Let's change the mood here.
Okay.
Katie, you'll love this. The celebrity edition of The Voice will premiere next spring for the show's 31st season, and it's going to be called The Voice Celebrity.
Oh.
Joe Jonas is going to be there, Queen Latifah, Kelly Clarkson, Adam Levine, and Riley Green.
I love Riley
You okay?
Green. Okay. You got me back. No, but like, how are they going to do that? So is it like people who can already sing are coming on to... That's okay.
Well, you bet. Do your own research.
I'm going to have to see how they're going to catch this one.
All I saw was a celebrity edition of The Voice. Huh. And I know you go cray cray for your Riley Green.
I do love him.
So I just threw that in for you and all the other ladies that are like, yeez to the Hoss.
Yeah, now I'll be watching.
I got two really quick stupid dude stories because these are trending this morning. This guy in Texas, believe it or not, his name is Steve Martin. He found a Civil War relic when he was out like fishing around along the Guadalupe River. I don't know where that's at. Look it up. Anyway, it was a like an artillery shell that they used. And he had had it sitting on his desk for years and years, and people would come over and pick it up and look at it, and kids were playing with it. Somebody saw it when he posted it online and was like, you might want to look into that a little bit more. So he called the sheriff's office. The bomb squad came out, and it was actually still a live artillery shell from the Civil War that could have blown up at any moment.
Oh.
And he had it just sitting on his desk as a giant paperweight, and he was inviting all his friends and family in to look at it. Look what I found in the river. And it could have literally blown them to pieces.
Oh.
I love that story. And,
and
how about this guy, a Minnesota man. He's going to appear in court next month. He's in the news right now. After allegedly installing a homemade spike strip on his lawn, to stop the neighborhood kids from cutting through his yard. His name is Kyle. Sounds like a Kyle thing,
Kyle
huh? And he's facing all sorts of charges, including 180 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. He put a strip out there with roughly 43-inch screws sticking up in the air just to keep the kids off his lawn, claiming that he had repeatedly warned them, "You better stay off my lawn!"
Yeah.
They say that nobody was injured, luckily, but police noted that he seemed frustrated that the device was not effective enough. The kids were still all over his lawn. I mean,
I kind of get
you can't
logic.
Do it, but, you know, coming from a guy who likes his pristine lawn every summer, I kind of get it.
Right?
You're like, and I feel like it's your property. Can't you put spike strips up if you want?
I mean, he's proving you can't, Jeremy, so just so you know.
I feel like I could, like, dig a moat if I wanted and put a drawbridge.
You just didn't do it right is what you're saying.
I want a moat filled with lava. Yeah. Can I be in trouble for that?
Think it through is what you're saying. Like, try better.
You know what's funny is he was sitting on his couch one day and he's like, spike strip.
Yeah.
Yep,
I need a spike strip on my lawn because those damn kids keep riding their bikes through it.
You know what's going to work.
Anyway, don't do that, guys.
Spike
strip. He's online. How to make a spike strip. All right, what you got?
Seems like that guy might have been downtown this past weekend with all that craziness in the street takeover, huh? Denver police are actually asking the public to share photos and video after the street takeover that involved drag racing, fireworks, burnouts that blocked traffic near the intersection of Broadway and Mississippi, and that was late Friday night into Saturday morning. I don't know if you all seen the video about this.
Briefly.
What? Like, no, they take over the whole street to the point of there's, like, a fire on the sidewalk. Like,
what a bunch of
riffraff.
They're
lighting up fireworks. Like, and a lot of the public
It's like
is,
when people win championship games. They just go out and set things on fire.
That's kind of what it was. And honestly, like, Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas, he was talking about it. And he's like, yeah, from the point of view from the police and the public, it's a frustrating thing.
Spinning around in the street and then blocking access for other people that want access the roadway. Not only is that dangerous and certainly frustrating, but those are the kinds of things that I think produce road rage incidents.
Absolutely.
Yeah, somebody's going to get shot.
Yes.
You know?
And actually the public came out and said that they were upset with the police department because this went on for hours and nobody did anything. And it wasn't until Saturday that they kind of cleared things out and made people go away. But for a couple hours, this was happening along that stretch of road.
I'm against it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Can't they
you
bring out
be.
The fire trucks and just blast them with water?
And they're wondering, like, that's why
cleaning up the streets.
The community members there are like, why didn't they do something like that? Why did they just let them take it over?
Blast them with water.
You know, Police Chief Ron Thomas, again, he talked a little about that, and he was just like, you know, we didn't want to escalate the situation. We didn't want to create an unsafe situation. We really just wanted to approach it in a safe way. And so that's why now they're looking for license plate. They are scouring the video and the photos that they have already to try and find some of these people who were a part of it.
I think the best option for them is to just, like, roll out some trucks with giant speakers on them and just play, like, Adele. At, like, you know, like, nonstop.
Yeah.
And people will be like, no, get us out of here.
Music is powerful. They use it in a lot of different...
Like,
see,
just do
right
this.
Now, I
like,
mean,
for an hour.
Jeez. I feel like, yeah.
Oh.
Am I being punished? It's like, that's kind of how I feel right now.
I was wondering.
It doesn't make me feel like I'm, you know, being rewarded.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't keep people quiet, I'll tell you that much.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Talked
all
over
that.
It's
my job to talk right now. That's why I'm telling the story.
Never mind, Denver PD. It doesn't work.
You know, it does work.
What?
Cute little baby skunky Nana.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Don't make me play it though again.
Frederick, so this is so cute. This little story about a little skunk who got stuck in at the skate park in one of the little bowls that the skaters go in.
Oh, little buddy.
Yeah. So the little skunk made his way into the bowl area, and then he couldn't get out. And he's all, like, you know, trying to scamper up the sides.
Where'd his skateboard go?
He got wet. I know. He's just trying to do some tricks, some mad
triple kickflips.
Exactly. Just a little guy, too. Oh, he's so cute.
You think he was down there, and he's like, this stinks.
I know.
Because he's a skunk, right? Because he's a skunk.
What's funny is he did not deploy his little skunky smelly mechanism. And so they were like, they think that he was very grateful that the rescuers were able to get him out of there because he didn't spray him. And so
thanks, guys.
Like, this worked out.
I'm out of here.
But yeah, you'll be happy to know that that skunk is doing just fine.
I'm fine. See you later.
Spraying other people now. He's just fine doing his business elsewhere.
Get a skunk down there on the street toughs down there causing trouble.
There you go.
That's what you need.
That's
unleash
what you
a
need.
Skunk.
That's going to clear
all right,
him out.
Give me one more story.
Absolutely. Okay, and then Henry, another adorable story about a lab here in Denver, nominated for Insurance Company Nationwide's 2026 Hambone Award.
I love these.
I just love the
explain
whole story.
What that is.
So the Hambone Award started when a dog locked himself in a fridge and ate an entire ham, everything but the ham bone. So that's kind of where the story came from. So since then, Nationwide has given this award out every year and called it the Hambone Award. But little Henry, do you want to hear about what he did specifically?
Quickly,
Jeremy?
Yes.
Oh yeah. So he did. he was chasing a ball and he stepped on a rake and
oh.
It went right through his little.
What a maroon.
He's doing okay, though. They said, like, literally after he stepped on it, he still went after his ball. He didn't even care. He's like,
hey,
no, don't feel
labs
nothing.
Labs love balls,
don't
man.
Don't feel nothing.
I gotta get it. I gotta get it.
He loves fetch. But you can go vote for Henry now through August 13th. You can vote once a day. But let's get that award back to the Mile High City.
That's
huh?
right.
Vote for Henry. And there you go. There's your Mile High hype.
Get those rakes out of the lawn, for
exactly.
God's sake.